CKUT 90.3 FM.
It worked.
Thanks.
4-day festival of experimental audio taking place in the last two weekends of March at the Belgo Art Gallery.
And when she was going, I went, "All right, see you, Anna." She still ignored it. Oh, mate, I'll drive you mental. Didn't stop talking about money. You know what I mean? I went, "Oh, fuck off, mate." All right, then.
Got enough of it, huh?
Yeah, cunt. He's talking about the last time I seen him, you know? He passed by one day when Dara was on holiday. Thankfully, I was just going out, you know? And I went to him, "Oh, mate, I'm just going out." And so he spoke to... he goes, "Why didn't you go on a holiday?" And I went, "I didn't want to." He said, "You going next year?" I said, "Nah." I said, "I ain't going to go the year after. I want to go to the States." Mm-hmm. So what does he say tonight? He goes, "Yeah, we're going on holiday again next month, then. I'm not going to go next year. We're going to go to the States."
Yeah,
he fucking ain't, mate, I tell you. Could you imagine 8 hours on a plane with that cunt? Jesus Christ, man, it'd be a hijack. I'd tell the pilot to turn round and get rid of that cunt, man.
Why not?
Oh, he's a fucking nutter. All right, then.
All right.
All right, then.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. See you later.
All right.
home?
No, we can't get to him.
Why?
Because Daddy's coming home.
I'm coming home tomorrow, darling.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Saturday. I'll see you tomorrow night.
We'll be right back. your phone so much. Bastard fingers on us yesterday. The bloody battery yesterday. And what were we going to say? Are you going to come down then tonight and see me? Do you love me enough to come and see me tonight?
Thank you. Now I haven't got another number, but I'm going to keep this other number. This other number now, in case I can't get through to you enough to call this one. Yeah. Now tell me when you want to go.
Whenever you want
to
go.
I don't want to go yet.
Alright then, you
wanna
call me back a bit later then?
No. I've got a heavy migraine, you know. It feels like someone's smashing their hammer in my head, you know. Yeah, I've got a terrible headache. It's because I was so up early this morning and I had a driving lesson and the sun was shining down in my face. You know, my driving instructor said that he envies me.
Come again?
My driving instructor said that he envies me.
Why?
None of your business.
No, go on, tell me.
No, because he said that I'm cheating. He said that he thinks I'm cute. He's rather where I'm driving, cheerful, and he said that I'm lucky to go on holiday as well. And he hopes that I have a good time. Like that. I think he fancies me. Yeah.
You know how old you are?
Huh? Of course he knows how old I am.
Is he a black man?
No. That's a white man. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think I should do a team with him? And see if he can spend off his money on me?
Sure. Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Yeah, I love you, Patrick. You think I would do that?
Yeah, I mean, if you get something out of me, you
don't want. No, he just says that I'm a nice girl. That's all. He's got his wife and children. He's a big man. So, yeah.
When are we going to get together and have a drink? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. When are we going to get together and have a drink? She should be down at the weekend, I think. If you're feeling better, like, you know.
As long as he promises not to throw up on me.
We'll do the promise. You know, stretches. Yeah. So, yeah, brilliant. So, yeah, maybe if you come down at the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Alright then, well, I'll probably give you a ring tomorrow then, tomorrow night or something.
Yeah, I'm working tomorrow.
Alright then, okay.
Any news on the job front?
No, not on sausage.
No.
Not on this NBC one, did you? No, I think flogging a dead horse on that one, I think.
No.
Alright. Okay, thanks for phoning, sweetheart.
Thank you.
And you. Bye.
four people around me. They're not used to me, I just drop them.
Yeah, that me.
What's the difference?
Well, I've been dropped a long time ago.
So why hang on?
Hey?
So why hang on?
Well, I think I've got your son, haven't I? But I'm willing now to drop you with or without your son.
Yeah. Well, the choice is yours,
you know. Well, you won't care if I made a choice anyway.
So why are you asking?
Because I just realised that I can do it on my own.
And if you can, all the better.
Right.
I really want to spend some time and...
But when I do,
my children grow up right.
Well, how can they grow up right when every time I try to buy property,
it has nothing to do with property.
Yes, it's in the surroundings.
It hasn't. It has got nothing to do.
Well, Mark, we're sitting here in the house with no telly, light.
It's not the way that the place. I know my reputation has been destroyed because of I get the impression that it's me that made the house and I disheveled men.
Well, Mark, I'm telling you now, right, we have no lights. Not even the clock's working. I've got a candle right here at the end of the bedside, right? Right? We're sitting here with no light, no telly. I've told you about it. And you didn't... Well, that's tomorrow. What about today? What about tonight?
Thank you. be a teacher. We want, if you haven't grown up, you would never get what you want.
Well,
but don't you understand that?
I do understand that.
Yeah? But if you keep preaching and saying that you haven't grown up, you're not going to grow up till you get what you want. Then you would never get what you want. You would never get what you want.
Maybe something won't happen. Trying to double our bill. they can damage people is by resonances. For example, some parts of the radio frequency spectrum are resonant with the human body. Now, you know, we only really found out about that in the middle of the 1980s, and that the standards for exposure was suddenly and quickly changed as people realized that you could actually resonate a human body, which is about 6 foot long, depending on the resonant frequency of the wave. And an RF wave can be 6 foot long. And the way that works is that the wavelength is always related to the frequency of the radio wave. And so if you know the wavelength, you know the frequency. And the wavelength which resonates or shakes something is always the same as its wavelength. So we can work out which the resonant frequencies, for example, would resonate the human skull. And we found that by some unfortunate mischance, the frequency range we have chosen for mobile phones is precisely the same frequency which resonates the human skull. And that is going to lead to a great deal of research, I think, as people wonder whether these mobile phones are harmful or not. Now, way back in 1924, there was a man called Albert Abrams who suggested and used the idea that radio frequencies could be used to diagnose illness and even to create illness or even to cure illness. And he is the original inventor of what was called the black box. Now, nobody really believed him in the medical fraternity, and he died, although he was a very brilliant man, and he died in somewhat ignominious circumstances. But the president of the Royal Society of Medicine at that time, in 1924 or 5, said the most remarkable statement. He said, "There will come a time when every important person will carry around with them a portable cordless telephone. And in that day, on that day, then everyone will begin to realize the importance of Albert Abrams and his work." And he said that in 1924, but it's only today, of course, that we're getting mobile phones. And that prediction is beginning to come true. We are finding that the resonant frequencies of RF radiations can probably cause brain tumors. They can weaken the barrier between the blood and the brain so that that's made permeable, which causes hemorrhages. And all of these radio frequencies are having a much more damaging effect on our long-term health than we at first thought.
Denial of life and the world about us is a denial of oneself and one's perception. You must open yourself fully to the experiences which present themselves. I chose a controversial yet important area of erotic sexual occupations. The investigation of which we made a 6-year project. This enabled me to work as an artist, unknown to my associates, and yet as a woman within a man's fantasy world. I also see women through the eyes of men. One sees men as they never are with their wives or girlfriends. In fact, you, as a woman, become a part of that masculine lifestyle. In this way, I have discovered male personality and experienced what it is like to be the focal point of men's sexual fantasies. Working as a topless dancer and striptease artist. This is eroticism presented live and spontaneously. It is not choreographed. There is communication taking place in a visual sense. The facial expression, the physical gestures, and the mood of the music. Projection of one's personality is the key to success, unlike that of a nude model. The costumes, the music, and the movements create the atmosphere for the 10 minutes one is in focus. However, you are still what the viewer wants to perceive you as. But you have the ultimate power to dispel any illusion. The decisions are yours alone. Working in action as performance art. Each image, character, and movement is seen throughout my actions. A purification ceremony. dispelling of false ideals, concluding with the presentation of myself. My life is my work, and I move on to more experiences. Mind does not mean religious following in isolation. It is a false idea of the world we now live in. It is wrong to seek oneself in isolation when the world is proportionally a city built, each for the few. One must live in the environment of the day and make that environment as free as possible to as many people as possible. Feelings and in doing so become aware of others. It is simple and yet so very difficult. This alone is the theory I base my actions on. Not instinctive. I never do anything which is forced upon me for ulterior motives. Each action is a true action, pure and simple in its presentation. There for every person to take and interpret as they wish. It is their interpretation that is the beginning of their struggle. we seem to accept mass interpretation as a safety valve against personal flaw. I force nothing on anyone. It must be voluntary to exist at all. It is a means by which you can open yourself through experience and thought.